Today's shiur is a Masechta Avodah Zarah on Daf Lamed Vav. We will begin on the last line in Daf Lamed Hamed Beis, where the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, V'Hashemen Sholohen. And what our Gemara is referring to is in the Mishnah, eight lines from where it gets wide here on the Amid. And the Mishnah states, V'Hashemen Sholohen, that the oil of Goyim is also Usur. And then the Mishnah adds the following phrase, Rebbe, Ubeis Dinoi, Hitiru Hashemen. That Rebbe, it would seem that this is referring to the redactor of the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Anasi, that Rebbe and his Beis Din were matter this particular Isser of Shemen of a Akum. Rashi told us in the Mishnah that we're not goyris this line, because Rashi points out that in actuality, the Gemara is going to tell us that it wasn't Rebbe who was the son of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, but rather it was Rebbe's grandson. Rebbe's son was Reb Gamliel, and his grandson was Reb Yehuda Nesiyah, as Tosfos on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph tells us, that the Hebrew Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in Aramaic is Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. And actually, it was Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah who was already an Amira, because Rebbe was the end of the door of the Tanoim. And therefore, Rashi says, we're not goyris this line in the Mishnah, since it's not Rebbe who wrote the Mishnayis, but rather it's his grandson. As the Gemara tells us, it was the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi who was the son of Rabbi Gamliel, and that obviously is not Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who was the redactor of the Mishnah, because as Rashi points out, his father was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And therefore, since we're speaking about an Amora, this line could not be part of the Mishnah, so says Rashi. However, Tosfos on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph brings the Rashbam, that the Rashbam says we do leave this line in, just we change the word Rebbe Ubeis Dinoi to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Ubeis Dinoi. That's the change that we have to make in the Mishnah, but it is in fact part of the Mishnah. The Sefer Doiris Rishonim points out that there's a tremendous chiddush here, which we find perhaps nowhere else in Shas, that a reference is made in the Mishnayos to Amoraim. And the Doiris Rishonim explains that the reason that the Amoraim felt it's important to put right into the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Ubeis Dinoi Hitiru Hashemen is because otherwise there could become a hisrashlus, a weakening in keeping all of the Isurim Derabbanan that we're learning about, Bishul Akum and Pas Akum, Gvinas Akum, all these Isurim could become weakened, and therefore the Amoraim felt it's important to put right away into the Mishnah, when we learned about Vashemen Shalahen, that people should know the only reason why today we don't keep this Isser of Shemen Akum is because a reputable Beis Din of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah and his Beis Din, they were the ones who was Matur Shemen. But otherwise, of course, all the Isserim Derabbanan have to be kept very carefully. So explains the Darash Rishonim why this unique line is put by the Amoraim into the Mishnah. And this is the way the Rashbam understands that we do leave it in the Mishnah, except we change the word Rebbe to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. And now let us begin the Gemara. The Gemara now will discuss what was the reason or reasons for the initial Isser of Shemen Akum. Begins the Gemara, Vashemen Shalahen, we're on the last line on the Amud. Shemen, Rav Omer Daniel Gozerolov. Rav's opinion is that Daniel was Geyser, and the Ravid explains he was Geyser because of Chasnus, that not only could wine, for example, bring to intermarriage, but borrowing oil, using oil of an Akum, that also could lead to Chasnus and to intermarriage, and that's why Shemen Akum was prohibited by Daniel. Ushmuel Omer, as we turn to Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, it was a different reason. It was a reason that initially the Gemara assumes because of Tuma. Zili Fosan Shel Kelim Tmeim Oisartan. It was the emission from the Tom of the absorption into the walls of the Kelim of the Goyim that prohibited the oil of the Akum. It wasn't a kashrus shaila according to this, but rather it was a tumah and tahara shaila. So the Stipler, the Kilas Yaakov in his Sefer, has an entire discussion here that l'chayra, tam, if that's all we're concerned about, the blia, the absorption into the walls of the keli of tumah, tam by tumah doesn't aser, tam by iser asers, but tam of tumah is not tame. And Ayin Shum, how he answers this question. The Tosfos Shanz actually has another question here. And he says, why do you have to come on to the emission of that tam which is absorbed in the Daifne HaKli concerning tumah? The keli itself is tameh. And if you're going because of the Yisr tumah, then the keli is tumah. Forget about the absorption. But the Tosfos Shanz says the Gemara doesn't ask this question because the Gemara has a more fundamental question. And that is, as the Gemara now proceeds to ask, Otu kuli alma oichle taharis ninu. We're speaking about people who would eat chulun b'tahara. Very few people do that. That's a midas de chasidis. Kohanim who have to eat truma b'tahara or kachim b'tahara, that's a miut. And very few people do the midas chasidis of eating chulin, that a Yisrael should have to eat his chulin b'tahara. That's a midas chasidis. So for that, they would make a iser of oil from an akum because of tumah. That's a miut of people that it applies to. Why would they make such an iser? Ella, we have to say, in fact, has nothing to do with tumah. It has to do with kashrus. Zili fosin shel kelim asurin oisartam. It is the absorption of bliyos shel iser into the doifnei hakli that are now emitted, and that will aser the oil that is within those kelim. Omerle Shmuel Rav. Now he comes out, based on the Gemara until now, we've had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that Daniel and his bezin was geyser because of chasnus, intermarriage, and Shmuel's opinion was that it was a kashrus shilam. Omerle Shmuel Rav, vishlam redi damin ezilu foshin shal kelim asurin oisartan, that the reason that the oil of akum is osur is because of the blius of previous iser that was within the walls Doifnei HaKli that are coming now out are being emitted into the oil and making that oil non-kosher. So Hainu Dichi Asa Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa Va'omar. Now I understand when Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa came and said that Doris Rav Simloi Ben Netzivim, that in the city of Netzivim Rav Simloi made the following drasha, that Shemen Rav Yehuda and the Dikduki Seifrim puts in the word Nesia. Shemen, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, as we explained at the beginning of this year, the grandson of Rabbi, the son of Rabban Gamliel. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Ubeis Dinoi, Nimnu Alav Vihitiru, they took a quorum and they paskin that they were matur this iser of Shemen Shel Akum. So according to my reason, that it's Zili Fosun Shel Kalim Asurim, so it makes sense. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Kasavar, he's of the opinion that nois and tam lufkam mutter, that if there is an off taste, and L'charei Gemara is going here that stam kelim are einim ben yoima, they're more than a day old, they haven't been used in a day, so there's already the beginning of a rancid taste of this blia, this absorption into the walls of the keli. And there is, in fact, a machloikis further in this mesechta on daf samaches amid beis, whether nois and tam lufkam is mutter or whether it's usher. The maskon of the gemara there that it's mutter, so it's very good. Even though Rabbi Yehuda Nesia is nowhere in the caliber of a bezdin of the previous generations, and we'll soon see that the only way you can mivatel the halacha paskin by a previous generation is the gzeira that a previous generation made is only if you're bigger b'chochma b'minyan, as we'll soon see. But according to my pshat, it's not a problem. Because, as the Ravid explains, that's only when there's a gzeira. However, here we're not talking about a gzeira of previous generations. Here we're talking about a shailul halacha. Do we say nois tam lufkam is mutter or usser? So einach nami, the previous generation, a bezdin held that it was usser. And in the end, the Rabbi Yehuda Nisoa has a right, even though he's a lesser of a Beis Din, he has a right, based on the rias that he sees from Shas, to Paskin that Nois and Tamlif Gam is Mutter. So according to me, it's not a problem. El Lidach says Shmuel to Rav, according to you, that you are learning that it was not a Kashra Shaila and a Psak of Nois and Tamlif Gam, Osir, that Rabbi Yehuda Nisoa was rescinding, but rather it was Exera. El Lidach da Amr Daniel Gozer Olav, that Daniel made a gzeira because of chasnas, because of intermarriage. If we would use the oil of an akum, it could lead to intermarriage. So Daniel gozer, Daniel made a gzeira of us, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, umevatale, and Rabbi Yehuda Nisoi would come along and be mevatale. He can't do that. But now we learned in a Mishnah in Idias, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatel, Divri Bezdin Chaveri, one Bezdin cannot be mevatel what a previous Bezdin had done, El Imkain, unless Godol Heimenu, the second Bezdin, the later Bezdin, is greater than the first one, Bechachma Ubeminyan, in wisdom and in the amount. What do these words mean, Bechachma Ubeminyan? So Bechachma, the Rambam there in Pirush HaMishnayos, the Masech, the Idias, Perek Aleph Mishnah, says that means that the Av Bezdin is bigger in Chachma of the later Bezdin than the Av Bezdin of the previous one. The Radvaz says it means that the collective Chochma of the later Bezdin is greater than the collective Chochma of the previous Bezdin. That's the only time they could be Mevatel, a Gzeir of the previous Bezdin, Ube Minyan. And in Minyan, the Orzeru learns this means the Minyan of Talmidim that are connected to the later Bezdin, the later yeshiva. And the Ravid says it means the minyan hashanim, how old the Av Bezdin of the later Bezdin is. So it's only in these circumstances that the later Bezdin can be mevatel what the previous Bezdin had been geyser. And no one will say that the Bezdin of Rabbi Yehuda Nisoi, as great as it was, but it didn't come to Daniel and his Bezdin. So how could you mevatel it? According to me, it's not a problem, Rav says, because it's a psak halacha. It's a shalin halacha, and the later Bezdin paskin that Nois and Tamlif Gam is mutter, and they have a right to paskin even against the greater Bezdin, if that's the way they see it come out halacha. But if it's a gzeira of Daniel, because to protect intermarriage, that a later Bezdin can't be mevatel unless it's bigger b'chach v'minyan. And Rabbi Yehuda Nisi's Bezdin obviously was not. So to this, Rav answered, Omar Lei, Rav answered Shmuel, Samloi Ludok Amrat. You're asking me a kasha from Rav Samloi, who comes from Lud. That's who you're asking me, Akash, because he said, he testified, that Rabbi Yehuda Nisi and his Bezdin was Mvatlet. He's not reliable. Shiny Ludoi de Mezalzalu. You can't bring a raya from somebody from Lud. They are Bechlal Mezalzal on Divrei Chachamim. So I don't accept him as a reliable source. Amar Lei Shmuel said to Rav, is that so? Ashach Lei, should I send Rav Samloi that he should come to us and I should tell him that A, you're a Ludoi who is mezalzel in Tamidich, in the Gzeris Chachamim, and your testimony B is not trustworthy? Should I do that? Ichsiv. So Rav got embarrassed. In other words, when Shmuel put Rav into a corner and said, is that what you want me to tell Rav Samloi? So Rav backtracked. As the Yaivitz explains, Rav had to be Moideh that Rav Samloi was a person of integrity. He was someone that you could rely on. And if he said that Rabbi Yehuda Nisoi, if he said in the Shir in the Tzivan that Rabbi Yehuda Nisoi and his Bezdin was Mevatel, that Zera, obviously it was true. And the Yavitz explains that the only reason that Rav was questioning it is because he didn't want people to mezalzel in the isser of Shemen Akum, and therefore he was trying to cast aspersions in the validity of Rabbi Samloi's testimony. But when he was put into a corner and said, should I call him? He backtracked. And now we're going to see in the Gemara, he's going to try to, for Enfer, to answer the testimony, the edus of Rab Simloi, that Rab Yudin Nisoya and his bez was mevatlin in a different way. We should point out at this point the Shas and Shuvas HaRashba, who brings a raya from our Gemara that were not goyrus in the Mishnah, Rebu Beis Dinoi Hitiru HaShemen. Because if that in fact was part of the Mishnah, then why did Shmuel ask Rav from the testimony of Rav Simloi in the name of Rav Yudin Nisaya? He could have asked him, it's in the Mishnah, it's a chelik of the Mishnah. And then what was the question to Rav, whether he should accept the testimony of Rav Yudin Nisaya? It's a chelik of the Mishnah. That this Isser has become mutter by the Bezdin of Rav Yudin Nisaya. So Elamai, this is a riot to what Rashi said in the Mishnah, that we're not goyrus that phrase in the Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav, Rav in defending his position, now that he was forced to admit that Rav Simloi is a reliable source to say that Rav Yudin Nisya was, and his bezin was mevatel, this Isser of Shemen Akum, Amar Rav, Im Hein Loi Darshu, if Rav Yudin Nisya and his bezdin didn't darshan the following pasuk in Daniel, anan loy darshinin, we should not darshan it. Voksiv, the pasuk says in Daniel, vayosin Daniel alibay, Daniel placed on his heart, in other words, he was machmer on himself, asher lo yisgoil, he shouldn't become defiled, bepas bag hamelech, in the bread food of the king, and Tosfos brings here the Rashbam, and divrei hamaskil asher lo yisgoil, the second Tosfos on the Amud, that the Rashbam says we have to say that pas here does not mean bread, but rather it means what is eaten together with bread, because otherwise it would come out that Daniel already asserted pas akum, and that we find everybody's mind of pas akum was a later isser of the Rabbanan and not in the time of Daniel. So Elamai, pas bag here means bread, food means food that is eaten together with bread. So Daniel didn't partake of it from the Goyish king, Ubiyain Mishtav, and in the wine of his drinks. Now we find the word Mishtav here in plural. So the Gemara says that Mishtav means Bishtei Mishtos because of Badabur. The Pasuk of Daniel is speaking about two drinks, Echad Mishtav Yain, one is the drink of wine, Echad Mishtav Shemen, and one is the drink of oil. So Rav Sover continues the Gemara to explain the machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel, how to explain this pasuk in Daniel. Rav holds that Ali Boisam, that Daniel made a chumra on himself, he placed it on his own heart, will chol Yisrael hora. It wasn't just that he himself was machmer, but he paskin like this for Gans Klal Yisrael. They should have nothing to do with the oil and the wine of the akum. Ushmuel Sover, Ali Boisam, he was machmer on himself. He put it on his own heart. But l'chol Yisrael l'hoira. But he didn't paskin this for Gans Klal Yisrael. It was not a gzeira from the time of Daniel because of chasnas for Gans Klal Yisrael. Rather, it was a later bezdin that was machmer, as Shmuel said, because of a kashrishal, because the blias of the kalim that are asurim would be polate, would emit into the oil, and would prohibit the oil. And that got into the shal of Nois and Tam Lefgam. The previous Bezdin held Nois and Tam Lefgam Osir, and the present Bezdin of Rav Yudin Nisoy held Nois and Tam Lefgam as Mutter. Now that the Gemara has explained the difference between Rav and Shmuel in this Pasuk and Daniel, the Gemara asked the Kasha on Rav, Vishemen, Daniel Gozer, are you Rav saying that the Isser of Shemen Akum actually starts from Daniel as a gzeira because of chasnas? V'omer Bali said that Avimi Nusa said Mishmei Derav that the Rabbanim made four gzeiras, Pitan, Vishamnan, Yenan, and Bnaisayan, Kulon, Mishmoina, Osir, Doverhain. That these four gzeiras of bread, oil, wine, and the daughters, Rashi points out that the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to ask that Benaisayin is not an Isser Derabbanan. This is an Isser Deraisa, and we'll see the teretz of the Gemara on Amud Beis. But what's Negea to our sugya right now, Shamnon, the oil of a goy, that's all part of the Yud Ches Dover, which Rashi brings down. We find in Masechta Shabbos of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. This is where there was Talmidim of Shammai and Talmidim of Hill, Beis Shammai and Beis Hill, and there were more Talmidim of Shammai than Hillel. They went up to the Aliyah, the attic of Rabbi Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Garan, and there the Talmidim of Shammai were more than the Talmidim of Hillel, and as a result, they won the day, and they were able to effect 18 gzeiros, 18 isurim on Klal Yisrael, which protected the Kedusha and Tahara of Klal Yisrael. And four of those were Piton, Shamnan, Yenub, and Nisayin. So what are you telling me that it came from Daniel? I lechor it came from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. V'chi teimo, also Daniel v'gazer v'loi kibel. Maybe Daniel made the gzera, but the door didn't accept it. V'asa tamidei dehil v'shammai v'gazer v'kibel, and the tamidei of Shammai and Hillel came, and they made the gzera, and it was accepted. Imkein maya sedusa de Rav. What is Rav, as Rashi explains, what is Rav telling us? That it comes from Daniel, a gzera that no one accepted, that's not called the gzera. To begin with, it doesn't start as a gzera. So Daniel had to make some gzera if Rav is saying in his name that it was usher from the time of Daniel oil because of chasnas. Ella, we have to say, Daniel gozer lov be'ir. Daniel made a gzera which remained, but it was only in the city. It was only in the place where there was more shchiach, more probable that if oil was used from an akum, that it would lead to intermarriage in the city. But not in the Sada, where there was less of a risk because there was no population density in the Sada. V'asa inu, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel came along, v'gazer afila b'sada, they made a gzer afila in the Sada. So there was a gzer that started with Daniel, and it was enlarged in the time of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda ha-Nasi, heichem atzel mishra takant, the Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel. How could, and this kasha we're learning is on Rav, how could, now our original question that Shmuel posed against Rav comes back. Now that we've established that Rav Simloy's testimony in the Tzivan, that Rabbi Yehuda Nisaw and his Bezdin had permitted this Isser of Shemen Akum, is a reliable testimony. Now the question comes back, how could Rabbi Yehuda Nisaw, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, how could, and his bezin, how could they mevatel a gzera of Shammai and Hillel, and certainly the gzera of Daniel, vatnan? We've learned in the Mishnah in Idias that ain bezin yochel vatel divri bezin chaver elam ken galu meda b'chacham v'minyan. Now that question is a very strong question. How could he do it? That was Shmuel's question against Rav. Because this is not a psak halacha in a halachic shayla. It's pertaining to a gzeira because of chasnas. So how could Rabbi Yehuda Nisaw take off the gzeira of previous generations? They were not, his bezin was not greater, b'chach v'minyan, than Shammai and Hillel, and certainly than Daniel, v'oid. And we have even a stronger question. Ha'omer, Rabbi Barachana, Rabbi Barachana said in the name, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bechol Yochel Vatel Bezdin, Divri Bezdin Chavei Roy. You can always be Mevatel, a previous psak of a Bezdin, if you're Godel Emanu, Rashi says, Bechach V'minyan, and then you can Mevatel it not only by a psak, but you can even Mevatel it by a Gzeira, Chutz mishmain asadavar, except for the shmain asadavar, shafilu yovel yo bezdinoi, ain't shamiloi. Now that we've discovered that these four isurim, piton sham yenub nisayin, are part of the yitches davar, on the yitches davar, we have a special halacha, that's the way Tosfos learns, it's a special din by the yitches davar, that even if Elio and bezdinoi came, and that bezin is certainly greater than Shammai v'Hillel, even if they wanted to rescind that gzeira, ain't shaymalai, because it's part of the Yud Ches Dover. And what's so special about the Yud Ches Dover? So Taisus brings down that in the middle of the bottom Taisus, Vatnan, that it says in Yerushalmi, Mibnei Sha'omdo Lahem B'Nav Shesayim. They did the Yud Ches Dover. They made 18 gzeiras for the sanctity of Klal Yisrael with tremendous Mesiras Nafesh. So because of the Mesiris Nefesh of the ones who enacted the Yud Ches Gzeirais, therefore no Bezdin, even if they're greater, even though as great as Eliyahu Bezdin, can be Mevatel the Yud Ches Dover. To Memela, we have a double kasha here. Number one, a Gzeira can only be bottled if the second Bezdin is Gol B'Chochma Minyan. And if this, in fact, the second question is, if this is part of the Yud Ches Dover, then even a greater Bezdin, even if we were to assume that Rabbi Yudin Nisar and his Bezdin was greater than Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but if it's part of the Yud Ches Dover, then even a greater Bezdin can't be Mevatlet. So how, in fact, was Rabbi Yudin Nisar able to be Mevatl what the previous Bezdin had made? Of course, it would seem that this is only a kasher rav. On Shmuel, who holds that it's a kasher shaila of nois tam v'gam, then they could. So the Gemara says that the way Tosfos learns that Amar Rav Misharsha is the beginning of the Teretz. Before we get to the Teretz, let me just point out that the Ran and the Rambam disagree with Tosfos, and they say that the Yud Ches Dover is not something special because they were Amdulem and Nafshe Seim, they were Moish and Nefesh on it, but any Gzeira which was Neskabel by Klal Yisrael, by Pashat Yisuroi, by Kol Yisrael or Roiv Klal Yisrael, and it's a Gzeira, those two factors together, that no Bezdin, even a greater Bezdin, can be Mevatel. So according to the Ran and the Rambam, Yud Ches Dover is only a mushel of this. So there'll be a big nafkamina here between the way Tosfos learns our Gemara and the Ran and the Rambam. Nafkamina will be other Gzeirois which were nispashed in Klal Yisrael, in at least Roiv of Klal Yisrael, not from the Yud Ches Dover, could a greater Bezdin be Mevatel or not? According to Tosfos, no. It was only, according to Tosfos, you would be able to, because it was only the Yud Ches Dover that were Moshe Nefesh. If there was no Mesiris Nefesh involved, then a greater Bezdin could be Mevatel. And according to the Rambam and the Ran, they could not be Mevatel. So now Tosfos says, begins the Gemara's Teretz on the Kasha, which is on basically on Rav. How could Rabbi Yudin Nisar be Mevatel the Gzeira of the previous Bate Dinim, especially if it's part of the Yud Ches Dover? Amar Rav Misharsha, Matam, what's the reason why, if it's part of the Yud Ches Dover? And why do we say that you cannot be mevatel it? The reason is hoyel upashad isurei b'rov Yisrael, because it had to spread out at least in the majority of Klal Yisrael. Shemen loy pashad isurei b'rov Yisrael. Shemen did not spread out through most of Klal Yisrael. The Amr of Shmuel bar Abba, Amr of Yechanan, Yashvu Rabbi Seinu, Rashi says this refers to Rabbi Yehuda Nisa, that Rabbi Yehuda Nisa, the grandson of Rabbi, he sat, and his Bezdin, Ubotku, and they searched, Al Shemen, Shaloi Pasha, the Serb Rav Yisrael. They discovered that Klal Yisrael, for whatever reason, it was not Neskabel throughout most of Klal Yisrael. Memela, at that point, Vesamchu Rabbi Seinu, so Rabbi Yudin Nisar and his Bezdin depended, Al Divir Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Al Divir Rabbi Lazar Ben Sadik, Shah Yarman, that they said, Ein Goyzring Zeir al Atzibr, Elam Kain, Roiv Atzibr, Yichon Lamedbo. You don't make a Zeir on Atzibr, which most of the Tzibr can withstand to live with that Zeir. And since over here, most of the Tzibr did not accept it, so it comes out that L'chatchila, it was not considered a Zeir. And this will answer both of the kashas we had before. Our first kasha was that when it's a gzeira, if it's not a psak halacha, when it's not a halachic shaila, a lesser bezdin, a later day bezdin that's lesser than a previous bezdin, has no right to mevatlet. And secondly, we asked, it's from the Yud Ches Dover, so even a greater bezdin can mevatlet. The answer is that's only if it's nispashin in Roiv Klal Yisrael. But since they surveyed and they found out that oil did not spread throughout Roiv Klal Yisrael, so Mimela, such a Gzeira should never have been enacted, and therefore even when it was enacted, it's considered as if it wasn't enacted. The Gzeira never took hold, and Mimela on that, even a smaller Bezdin, like Rabbi Yudin Nisar, had the right, even against the Gzeira, to say that this Gzeira was never considered, it wouldn't have stopped by itself. But once a Bezdin analyzed it and surveyed it and found out what the facts were and decided that based on the facts, then they have a right, even if they're smaller than the previous Bezdin, and even if it was a Gzeira, to say that the Gzeira never took hold, and therefore we, even a later day smaller Bezdin, has a right to say that it's considered that the Gzeira never took hold, and therefore, from now on, no one has to be concerned about the oil of an Akum. And Tosfos brings down at the end of Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil, Asher Lo Yizgoel, a interesting Yerushalmi, what happened at the end of the story of Rav Shmuel, the last four lines of that Tosfos, Oid Kosr Shami Yerushalmi, Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel, Bar Marsa, Nachas L'Netziv, he came to Netzivim, Ashtek L'Rav Shimloi, Adoroi Miyosev, Vidorish, Rabbi Beithin, Yitiris Hashemim, he heard Rabbi Shimloi giving the drasha that Rabbi and his Bezdin were Matur Hashemim. By the way, the Sefer Darius Rishayim says it could be that we can leave in the word Rebbe in the Mishnah because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was also referred to as Rebbe at the time when he was the Nasi. That's what he wants to suggest. So you could leave in the Lashon the way we have it. Except the Shas Chus Rashi, as we mentioned before, had the good rayas that the line is not there. But what the Rashbam wanted to say, that we changed the word Rebbe to Rebbe Yehuda Nisah, the Sefer Darius Rishon wants to say you could even leave in the word Rebbe, and it could be referring to Rebbe Yehuda Nisah. And we see here in Yerushalmi, the Lashon is, Darish Rebbe Ubeis Dino Yitiris Hashemen. So the story is that Shmuel Kibbel Olav Achel. Shmuel heard this halacha, that Rebbe Yehuda Nisah was matred the Gzeira, and he ate. Rav loy achel, Rav insisted not to eat. Amalei Shmuel Rav, achoyel, eat. Oyano kisiv alach zaka mamre. Since all the chachamim hold that the gzeira never took hold, and Rabbi Yehuda Nisah was mevatalit, so if you don't listen to this psak, then you're a zaken mamri, and Tosfos concludes the end of the story to Yerushalmi, the last three words in Tosfos. Itrichalei, he pressured him, va'achal. And finally, Rav capitulated to Shmuel, and he in fact ate. We're up to the last line in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring a raya to what Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had said, that Ein goyzin gzeira letzibra lam kein roi betzibra yichom lamed mod, the Amar Rav Adabar Abba, my crow, what's the pasuk that proves this as we turn to Daf Lamed Vav on the base? That b'me'era atem na'arim, as Rashi explains, you make a gzeira. And the gzeira comes with a penalty of a curse. And even though you made a gzeira on Klal Yisrael and there's a curse, b'me'era atem na'arim, with a curse you are cursed because V'oisi atem koivim, as Rashi says, you don't keep the gzeira, you steal the gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though you had good intentions when you made the gzeira, when it comes to halacha l'maisa, you don't follow the gzeira. Memela, you're involved in the curse. Hagoy kuloi, the whole nation. So these last two words are the proof that a gzeira can only be if it's hagoy kuloi. As the Gemara proceeds, Iika goy kuloi in, if the gzeira was done with goy kuloi, that it was in the skabel on kol yisrael or ruboy kuloi of kol yisrael, then the gzeira is a strong gzeira and it can't be in his battle, and then kol yisrael has to keep it. And if they don't, chas shom, they're being cursed and they're stealing from Hashem because they're not following the gzeira. But that's only if it's goy kuloi, then in. But Eloi, but if it's not goy kuloi, it never took hold for whatever reason, then it's considered that it was never a gzeira l'chatchila, and the din is loy, then that is not a gzeira. Gufa, it was stated in the Brisa on Amud Aleph, Amr Bali, Amr Avimi Nusa, Mishmei Durav, we learned that Piton, Vishamnon, Yenon, V'noiseyen, that these four isurim, bread, oil of a goy, his wine, and his daughters, kulu mishmoina asur dover hain, they're all part of the 18 zeras that were done, as we learned on Amud Aleph, in the Aliyah of Hananya ben Cheski ben Goroin, as the Gemara, b'noiseyen mahi, what is this gzeira exactly concerning B'nai Seyhen? Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Gozra B'nai Seyhen, Nidois Mei Ariso Son. So his shita is that they were gozer on the daughters of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that they have a halach of Nida from the time that they are in their crib, right when they are born. as we'll see later in Rashi in the Sugya, that Goyim Bechlal, their dam does not have a din of Nida. And here we are speaking about a child that was just born, so the whole concept of Nidus does not apply. And yet Chazal made it clear that they have halacha from day one while they're in their crib, a halacha of a Nida. We're going to see the next Mandi Avmar, Geniva, in the name of Rav, gives a reason that it has to do with a harchaka of Avodah Zorah. By staying away from their daughters, there's a harchaka from coming to serve Avodah Zorah. And the Rishonim tell us that it's not necessarily that these two shittas are mechulik, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is mechulik on what Geniva says in the name of Rav. It could be that they gave it a din nida, but again, the purpose, the ultimate purpose was that a Yid, a Jew, should separate himself from the Benos Akum so that it would not lead to Avodah Zorah. And they gave the child who was just born a halach of nida because of this. Let us see now Geniva. Geniva Mishmei de Rav Omar Kulon Mishum Avodah Kachavim Gazerben. All these Gzeiras of Piton, Shamnon, Yenu, and Nisayan, they were all done because of Avodah Zorah. Dechi Asa Rav Acha Bar Adar Om Rabbi Yitzchak Gazeral Piton Mishum Shamnon. That pas was exer because of oil, and then the Gemara was going to go on and say that oil is because of wine, and wine is because of b'nei seyan is because of Avodah Zorah, but the Gemara stops in its tracks and says, what do you mean? What do you mean that piton is mishum shaman? That would seem to indicate that shemen is more of a problem concerning having connection with goyim that would lead to Avodah Zorah. Why is oil any more than pas? So the Gemara asks, "My ulma de shem mi pas?" And the Gemara says, "Elamai." We have to say they were goyzer elo al piton vishamdan. They at one time they were goyzer not pas because of shemen, but pas and shemen because of something else, because of the next thing. Mishum yenon, because of yain, and yain is more of a substance to prohibit than shemen and pas. Why is that? So Rashi says on the fourth line of Rashi, "Devaramaskum shem yainan shayayin boyer boy umevio lidei b'nei seyan," because the wine, when he gets intoxicated, so it burns within him, it removes from him all of his restraints, and that leads him to the Gentile daughters, which will eventually lead him to Avodah Zorah. So pas and shemen is also mishum yenon, and val yenon, back to the Gemara, mishum b'noseyan. That's prohibited. That'll lead, as we explained from Rashi, to their daughters. And val b'noseyan mishum dover acher. And then they made exer on b'noseyan, and that was because of dover acher. Dover acher refers to Avodah Zorah, that other thing which we don't want even say out of our mouth what it is, and the Gemara therefore refers to it as dover acher. And then the Gemara says, and enigmatic statement, which we'll only see at the bottom of the Omid what it means. Now, right now, we'll just read the words and we'll understand it later. Val dover acher, mishum dover acher. And another thing, and this dover acher here does not refer to Avodah Zorah, but we're going to call it X. That dover acher, whatever it is, that other thing X, is usher mishum dover acher. That's usher because of Y. What X and what Y is, we'll see at the bottom of the Omid. Now the Gemara challenges the statement that b'noseyim is exera midrabbanan mishum davar acher because of Avodah Zorah. What do you mean it's midrabbanan? What do you mean it's from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? B'noseyim daraisi. B'noseyim is an issue daraisi. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Zayin, pasuk Gimel, v'lo yisischaten bom. You shouldn't get married to the goyim. Bitcha loisita in livnoi, ubita loisikach livnecha. You shouldn't give your daughter to his son. You shouldn't take for your son. You shouldn't take his daughter. And then the next pasuk continues there. Pasuk dalid ki yaser as bincha me'acharai va'avdu alehim acherim v'chor af Hashem achem v'hishmitcha maher. He'll destroy you right away, very quickly, because you intermarried with the goyim, and they had a bad influence on you. They led you to the Avodah Zorah. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is asking, what are you saying? B'nai same as Asr Midarabbanim, B'nai same Daraisi, the Siv, Loisis Chatimbom. So the Gemara answers, Daraisa Zainum, it's Midaraisa, it's only Asr, as that, those psukim that we mentioned in Dvorim are speaking about the Zainumas that were in Eretz Yisrael. Aval Shara of the Chavim, but other nations that serve Avodah Zorah, Loi, they're not included in the Yisr of Loisis Chatimbom, they shouldn't make chitni, shouldn't have marriage with them, asu inu, and beishami beisil came, v'gozer afilu d'shar of the chavim. They prohibited even other nations that serve avodah zar. Ask the Gemara Kashi, l'Rab Shimon ben Yochai. We know, b'chol ha-Torah, that we find all over Shas, that Rab Shimon, darsha time at a krah, he always says that the mitzvah has a reason to it. So according to Rab Shimon ben Yochai, everyone understands, without the Torah telling us, we understand, why shouldn't you intermarry? Because the goy will cause you to go away from Hashem, will lead you to the Avodah Zarah. So why did the Torah have to explain something which is obvious? Reb Shimon ben Yochai, who's always darshaning time at a krah. So there was really no reason for the Torah to tell us of Ki Yosser's Bincha Macharai. Reb Shimon ben Yochai Da'amar, Ki Yosser's Bincha Macharai, and therefore he learns it as a drusha to include more Yisurim. And what are the more Yisurim? L'Rabbis Kol HaMasirais, that any nation that serves Avodah Zarah, not only the Zion Ammim of Eretz Yisrael. So, Ma'ik L'Meimah, you cannot say anymore that Beisham and Beisil were Asering more than Midaraisa, because according to Reb Shimon ben Yochai, the fact that the Torah added the phrase Ki Yosser's Bincha Macharai includes, is a ribui for all other nations. So what did Beis Shem and Beis Hill add? Ella. We have to say a different shot. There are raisa issues, there are chasnas. Mid raisa, it was only also loisis chatenbom. It was only also through marriage. But out of marriage, it would have been mutter v'asu inu, gozer afilu derech znus. Even if it's derech znus, not in marriage, that's also prohibited. Ask the Gemara, that was prohibited mid rabbanon from Beis Shem Beis Hill. Ask the Gemara, znus nami bebeis dinu shoshem gozer. The iser of znus with a goy, that was already from the bezdin of shame, shame ve'aver. They already asked it, and not Beis Shem and Beis Hill, d'chsev, v'yoymer Yehuda, itziyu v'sisarev. When Yehuda, not realizing that he was the father of the child that Tamar was carrying, he thought that Tamar had been mizana with one of the Akum, and therefore the oynish for that was Sreifa. And that's why he said, take her out and have her burnt. And this was a result of Exera that Shem and his Bezdin had made. So here you have a case of a Yisraelis with an Akum. And this was already Asr, even Derech Zinus from the time of Shem, as we see from Yud and Tamar. Ella d'oraisa oivikacham abal bas Yisrael. Midoraisa from Shem, it was taka a bas Yisrael, like the case of Tamar, who had relations with an Akum. Or that's what Yehuda thought, until it was revealed to him that he was the father of that child. But that was the Isra already from the Bezdin of Shem. And what's the reason? The Moshcha Basrei, because the Akum, the man, could have Ashpo on the Jewish girl and take her away from Yiddishkeit. And she will be drawn after her Gentile husband. Avol Yisro HaBola Oivetz Kechavim, but a Jewish man who will have relations with a Gentile woman, Loi. You don't have to worry about it, because the woman's always going to follow the man, and not the man the woman. So therefore, Midaraisa, that would be mutter. There's an interesting question which the Seder Yaakov poses, and that is, the Pasuk tells us, Koy Sarma Lebeis Yaakov, Esagi Lebnei Yisrael, and the Medrash says that Hashem told Moshe that first tell the Torah to the Beis Yaakov, to the women, because the women will have Ashpa on their husbands. So if the men hear it first, they may not have Ashpa on the women. But if the women hear it first and they're Makabla, they'll have Ashpa on their husbands. So it would seem that the opposite from our Gemara. In our Gemara, it seems that the Torah prohibited the male Akum because he'll have Ashpa on the female Yisraelis. And from that other Medrash, it seems that it's the women who have more Ashpa on the husbands than the husbands have on the wives. Ayin Shum in the Sefer Seder Yaakov. So now the Gemara is telling us, what was the Isser that Beisham and Beis Hillel were geyser, v'asu inu gozer, afil Yisrael abal loivitz kechavim. Even when a Jewish man has relations with a shiksa, with a woman who serves avodah zara, so there also, even though we don't have to worry so much about her having ashpa on him, and yet there is a prohibition which the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel prohibited. Ask the Gemara, on that I needed Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Yisroa bo'al oivis kechavim halach l'maish m'sinahi. That we have halach l'maish m'sinahi. D'amar mar, we learned Masech the Sanhedrin, ha'boil aramis kanoim poigim boy. That if some, a Jewish man like Zimri has relations with a shiksa, with a Gentile girl like Cosby, so kanoin, which was Pinchas, poigim boy, they can kill him. As Rashi tells us over here, first of all, what's the definition of kanoi? Says Rashi, b'nei adam ha-mis mekanin kinoshi shal makoim linkoim nikmoisov. The people who are zealous on behalf of Hashem to take care of anyone who goes against the Torah. But the next Rashi tells us a caveat, poigim boy b'shas be'ila, l'fisha eina b'mises bezdin, u'kamayish shahoyin the Zimri v'kazbi. It has to be at the time when they're having relations together. If they separated already, there's no halacha. This is a substitute for a mises bezdin. It's not a halacha of mises bezdin. It's a special halacha of a kanoi that he has a right to be a vigilante and take the law into his own hands, so to speak. And the Torah gave him permission to kill, but it's only at the time when they are together. But the fact that the Torah has such a halacha l'maish m'sin of abor l'ramas kanoim poigaboy, that the Gemara understands would preempt any gzeremet rabban. Gzeremet rabban is not necessary because the person knows that a kanoi can always kill him if he does, if he has relations with a shiksa. So the Gemara says, according to the Masar Shas, the next word is elod derais b'farhesia. The issur derais is when it's done b'farhesia. Not that the mice of Cosby and Zimri was b'farhesia. It was taka b'tzina, but it was known to everyone. And that also has a din of b'farhesia, even if it wasn't done in front of everyone. So that's where we have the din of Abola Ramas Kanoi and Poigim Boy. And therefore on that, there would not be a necessity of a new gzeira of Shammai, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. That's when it's the Raisu, Kemaisu, Shahoya, as the story of Zimri and Cosby. V'asu inu, and Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel were geyser. Gozer afilu betzina, even if it's betzina. So the pashtus of our Gemara would seem that betzina is not asum of the Raisa. On that, the run in Sanhedrin tells us that Bitsin is also asur deraisa, but it's still necessary to have a gzeirim and rabbanan, on which there will be, as we'll speak about in a few minutes, there'll be an oinish of makis mardis, mid rabbanan. The reason is because since there's no din of kanoim poigim boy on bitsina, einichanami the isur deraisa with the shiksa is still there, but there's no special halach of kanoim poigim boy. On that, it was necessary to enact a gzeirim mid rabbanan, which the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel did. Ask the Gemara, bitsina, a Jew with a shiksa, nami beis dinu shel chashmonai gozru. That was already a previous gzeir from the beis chashmonaim. Dechi also ravdimi omar, bezdin shel chashmonai gozru, they were gozru, yisrael abol, oivdes kachovim. A yisrael has relations with a shiksa, chayiv, he's chayiv, mishum, nashgo. He's chayiv for four things, and the Ran tells us that he's chayiv, if he has relations with a shiksa, he's chayav for four separate isurim derabbanan, and on each one he will receive makas mardis. And Rashi, in Divrei Maaseil Nashga, explains that the first thing is an acronym that stands for, the nun stands for nida, the shin for shifcha, the gimel for goy, and the aleph for eshes ish. And Rashi explains that they, even though, as we mentioned before, a goyish woman never has a din of a nida. As Rashi says, ein dama metamim na toira sharei hi ki behema. But yet the chachamim were goyzer on an isha that was a nida, because a goy, because of a, if he'll have relations with the goy, the shiksa, he'll come to be boil a nida as well, a Yisraelis. And then, if he was with a shiksa, then there is also a gzeira of shifcha, that he will come to a shifcha. And Rashi says that if he has relations with a shifcha, he's over on lo yeh kadosh, that a Jewish man should not be promiscuous to have relations with a shifcha. They also ushered Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara is asking the Beis Chashmonoi prohibited a gimel. Gimel means even though there's an isser of loisis chatan bum, but they prohibited even without chasnas, even out of marriage, that it should be prohibited. And finally, by a shiksa, there's an inyan of beulas baal, and they prohibited because of aishis ish of a Yisraelis. If he will have relations with a shiksa, he'll come to have relations with an aishis ish. So therefore, they assered nida, shifcha, goy, even when it's not bechasnus, and they assered a goy as an isser of aishis ish, because otherwise it would lead to worse isurim. But this was already usher from the bezin of Chashmonaim. V'chi usher Ravan Amar mishum nashgaz. He takes out the aleph for aishis ish and he puts it in Zion for Zayin. This would refer to a koyin, that a koyin would not be allowed to marry this woman, because if he does, since she has relations with many men, the shiksa, that would lead him to a Jewish woman who's a zayinu, who had relations with men that were prohibited to her, and she has a din of a zayna, and this is usher to a kayin. So the Gemara's kasha is, what are you telling me that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel prohibited even out of chasnas? And not only which the Torah ushered chasnas, but we see that that was already ushered from the bezin of Chashmonoi. That's the gimel of Nashga, or the gimel of Nashgaz. The Gemara answers, ki gazu beis din shel Chashmonoi bia. They only prohibited to have intimate relations. Aval yichud loy. They never prohibited that it should be ushered to be misyache, to be alone with the shiksa, the asa inu, and the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel came, gozer, and they made a gzera, filu yichud, that even yichud is prohibited as well. Ask the Gemara, yichud, nami, Beis Din Shel David gozer. We already had an isra yichud from the Beis Din of David, the Amar of Yehuda, but Aisha Shah gozeru al yichud, and at that time they were gozer on yichud. What time is that? So Rashi brings down, this was after the Maisa of Amnon and Tamar, who were a half-brother and a half-sister from two different wives of David HaMelech, and Amnon feigned that he was sick, and he wanted Tamar to take care of him, and then when they were misyached, he had relations with her, and Ba'is Hashor, Gozru al yichud. So David HaMelech already asked yichud. Amri Hashem Yichud of Bas Yisrael. David was only Gozer on Yichud of Bas Yisrael. Avli Yichud of Yisrael Mloi. Va'asa Inu Gozer Afila Yichud of Yisrael. And the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they were Gozer even on Yichud with a Shiksa. Ask the Gemara, we don't understand this whole last part of Gemara. You said that David HaMalach asked Yichud with Abbas Yisrael. Yichud Abbas Yisrael deraisi. That's an issue deraisa. The Amr of Yachim Shimon ben Yitzadik. Remez liyichud from the Torah 9. How do we know a remez to the issue Yichud from the Torah? Shinemar. Ki yisisko achicha beni mecha. It says when your brother, the son of your mother, will be mesis, will try to incite you to serve Avodah Zarah. The Gemara's kasha is, v'chi ben ein mesis and ben av ein mesis. Is it only a brother who is a brother from your mother, but if it's a brother from your father, he's not Mesis? Why is the Torah telling you Ben Imcha Ella? From here, the Torah wants to Ram is that Ben Misyachad Imimoy, that a son is allowed to Misyachad with his mother, but Vein Acher Misyachad Im Kol Arai Shabbat Torah. But there's an Isser Yichud to be in seclusion without anybody else around, with any of the other Arayas from the Torah, except for a son with his mother. So here we see that Yichud is already Asr with the Raisa. So what are we saying? That Ba'oysa Shah, David's Bezdin was Geyser on Yichud. So the Gemara answers, Yichud, the Raisa, the Eishas Ish. The Yichud with the Raisa is on all the Arayas, which are blood relatives, or an Eishas Ish. The Asr David, the Geyser, Afila Yichud, the Pnuya, even if the woman is not married, there's still an Isser of Yichud. And then, that was only a Yisraelis. Also, Tamid Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Gozer, Afilu, a Yichud, Avodas Kechavim. They asked not only a Jewish woman, but even with a single Gentile, there's also an Isser Yichud. Now the Gemara wants to know what that enigmatic statement that we had before, my al dover achim, shum dover achar, what was that other thing that's also because of the other thing? What was the Isser X that's also because of the Isser Y? Om Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, gozru al tinik, oivin kuchavim, she yitami beziva, a child, and we'll soon see what the age of the child is, a goyshed boy, when he's young, has an Isser of tum of ziva, and the reason is, even though he's not holding by Ziva, but Shaloye Tinik Yisrael Rogel Atzlay, we don't want a Jewish boy to have connections with the Gentile boy. Why? Because it could lead, B'mishkav Skur, it could lead to sodomy, and that's why we don't want them to have connections with each other. So at a young age, we already give the Gentile boy a din of a Zov, the Amr of Zerah, Tsar Godel Hoyuli Eitzel Rabasi. I had a lot of pain. Rashi explains that I had a big bother asking Rav Asi over and over again, and he never had the answer. What's the age at which we give the young Gentile boy a halach of a zov? Rav Asi Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan. He went to Rabbi Yochanan to ask this question. Rabbi Yochanan Eitzel Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana Eitzel Rabbi Nosson Ben Amram. Rabbi Nosson Ben Amram Eitzel Rabbi. And then they said, Tinnik, the question was, Me'eim Asayim Atam B'Ziva, when does it become Tam B'Ziva? Amar Li, and Rebbe gave the answer, Ben Yoimoy. Just like we had before, that a Gentile girl, Me'arisosin, already has a din of Anida. So here too, similarly, a Gentile boy from one day old already has a din of a Zav. When I came to Rabbi Chiya, this is the testimony that Rabbi Zeira is telling us. When I came to Rabbi Chiya, Omar Li, he told me no. Ben Tesh Shanim V'Yom Echad. He asked me 9 years old and one day. And when I came and I related what Rabbi Chiya had told me, I told it in front of Rabbi, Omar Li. So Rabbi told me, Hanach Dvorai, leave over what I told you, v'choz divrei Rabbi Chiya, and grab at the words of Rabbi Chiya, he's correct. The Amar who said, Tinnigav v'chavim, Amos ha'im etam v'ziv, v'bent te'ish ha'shanim v'yoyim echad. And what is the reason why you should listen to him and not listen to me? On this we turn to Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, Hoyo v'roy l'biya metame nami b'ziva. Since the whole Isser, the whole reason that we want to make this takana, that a Gentile boy, a young boy should already have a din of a zav, is because he shouldn't be rugel and mishkav schur. When is his bia considered a bia? That's when he is 9 years old and one day. So since at 9 years old and one day, he becomes roy to bia. And that's when we have our cheshash, that Chas Shalom he should do Mishkav Schur with the Jewish boy, so at the day when his Bia is considered a Bia, that's the day that we're also going to say that he has a din of a Zav, that the Jewish boy should know that when the Gentile turns 9 years and a day old, he should stay away from him, he has a din of a Zav, so that is the correct time to do it, and not when he is one day old. So this was a Machloikis Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya, and Rebbe said that Rebbe Chiya is correct by saying that the age when we make him a Zav, the Gentile boy, is 9 years and one day. And that's what we meant before on that enigmatic phrase, Val Dover Acher. They made an Isser of Zav, Mishum Dover Acher, because of another matter, nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Earlier in the Brisa, we referred to Avodah Zarah as Dover Acher. Now we're saying, no, not Avodah Zarah, but they prohibited Zav, they gave a Tumah Zav. Why? Because of the Dover Acher referring to Mishkav Schur that they were trying to prevent.